This is a Member Care Media production of TWR. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.
One of the topics that my husband Larry and I talk about often with people who work abroad is this whole idea of why life is so stressful. And on our website, you can find a paper called Stressed from Core to Cosmos. Our website is www.heartstreamresources.org. This paper is there along with one called Am I Still Me? About identity and self-esteem, and some other papers that you might find helpful. The first area that we have to address when we go abroad are the external factors. That's what most of our training is for, is learning that other language, learning the culture cues, learning how to dress differently, perhaps cook different food. Most of our training is on the external things. And those are highly stressful in today's world. You may be in a situation where there's a lot of violence. We had one young couple come to us. They lived on an island where everybody carried guns. They were the only people they knew that didn't carry guns because there were conflicts arising constantly between different factions on that island. So they were really at high risk at any time because everybody had a weapon. They chose not to carry weapons because that didn't fit their lifestyle. But in today's world of hostility, the dangers, the external dangers are very, very real. Again, terrorism, which has increased since 9/11 events of last year. The fact that in many countries you can't trust the authorities. One country we lived in, we used to say, don't ever call the police. Because if you call them after you're robbed, guess what will happen? They'll take something on the way out when they've written the report. Those are realities in many cultures, that the authorities who ought to help us become actual stressors to us. Another one is catastrophic loss. We had one family with us who were evacuated 4 times in a row from an African country because of war. The last time, some friends who were pilots flew over their house and they said, we hate to tell you, but the roof has been stolen from your house. All your furniture is gone and your papers are scattered throughout the yard and the neighborhood. This was their 4th experience like that. Now, these are very powerful external stressors, so we don't underestimate those at all. But there are 2 areas of stress that are really hidden from us. One is the impact that change has on us as persons. We go out into the world with the hope of changing the world. That's what we want to do, isn't it? Teach them to read, give them good health, bring them to a knowledge of God's love. We go out to make change happen, and we're not prepared for the fact that we're going to be the first ones who have to change. And we have to learn a new identity in that new culture. So in my culture, maybe I had a lot of status, and in this new culture, I don't have much at all. In my culture, I got a lot of self-esteem from being an articulate person. And in this new culture, in this new place, my goodness, I can't speak as well as my kids. And one family we talked to, they were in the country 2 years. Their 10-year-old daughter learned the local language so well that she did all the family business, because the parents were still stumbling along. Now, that was wonderful in one way, but what did that do to the 10-year-old child? She becomes the family spokesperson, the family business person. She went to the bank. She did the adult things because she learned the language so quickly. So our self-esteem is very much affected by how we perceive ourselves in that new culture. And when well-meaning new friends say to us, you know, you don't speak very well yet. My kids speak better than you. What's wrong with you? It has a negative effect on us. When Larry and I first went to Peru, it was during a time when it was politically correct to hate Americans. And so we received a lot of external, even venom, people being very angry at us externally. But then privately they said, could you help me get a Fulbright? Could you help me move to America? It was kind of crazy making, because the public outward thing was to be against America, and everybody's private dream was to go to America. So those external things are real, but they also have an impact on our perception. I went off to Peru thinking I'm going because I'm really wanting to do good for the world. And yet they were telling me I was there to rob and steal and to do terrible things to their culture. It was very hard to figure all that out. So our identity, our self-esteem, those things can shift. And in fact, over time, we do become different persons. We had very dear friends, a whole group of them that would pray for us every week while we were in Peru our first few years. And when we came back to the States, I said to them, now just keep in mind, if I'm weird now, it's because you prayed for me every week to change. So we had a good laugh about it because I was weird now in some ways. I would touch them when I talk and I would do things they weren't used to. And I said, you prayed that I would change. And I did change. Now, the other hidden area has to do with what I call the cosmos. What do we understand of God and the universe? And who are we in relation to that? Now, again, most of us grow up in a particular group of Christians. Maybe we go to certain schools. We are taught how God ought to act. Do you notice that? We are told basically what God will do and what God won't do. And again, my husband Larry and I have discovered in 40 countries, we talk to people from any denomination, the Anglicans, the Pentecostals, no matter what they started out as, they've come to some kind of crisis of faith because God doesn't behave right. He doesn't behave the way they were taught. And so one person says, I was taught God doesn't do healing anymore, but I saw it with my own eyes. A young physician from Africa, a new doctor there, said, I couldn't believe it. The nurses in this African hospital said to me as the doctor, well, aren't you going to pray for this person? And he said he was embarrassed that they were the ones who thought of it because he had just treated the person. And so he said to them, oh, well, of course I'll pray. And he prayed and he was astounded because the person got well. And the child who was dying was a little while later sitting in bed. And the nurses said, well, of course, it's because you prayed. And he felt humbled. So God didn't act the way he thought he should based on what he was taught. And for many of us, that creates a crisis of faith. It's like, why isn't God behaving? Some people say, you know, if we really serve God and we really love him, bad things won't happen. So when the bad things happen, as Americans, our first response is, well, what did I do wrong? One of the scriptures that we've paid attention to in this respect is Jesus telling the parable of the person who owned the vineyard, sending his servants to the vineyard to collect the rent. You'll remember that story. And what happened to the servants? We say, were they successful? No, they didn't collect the rent. In fact, they were beaten up and sent home empty-handed. They did not succeed, but they did what the master asked them to do. So they were faithful. Sometimes, especially for Americans who have the idea that God will always reward us, we get very depressed and we have a crisis of faith when bad things happen. We have to re-examine that because God isn't really very predictable. Sometimes things don't go the way we expect. So if our child dies, or as with our son David, bitten by a rabid dog and nearly dying of DDT, those bad things have not happened because we did something wrong. They're part of this whole process of going to another place, serving God in a different way. But as we live abroad in different cultures, we do have to re-examine who we think God is. That's not always a comfortable process. Some of us go through what we call a dark night of the soul. And for God's own purposes, he leads us through a time when we can't see him. But he's testing us to see really where our faith is and where our obedience is. And we may get beaten up and we may come home empty-handed. But if we've obeyed him, that's the key question. Dr. Joseph Soane is the head of the Romanian Bible Society. And during the communist era, he was often imprisoned, arrested, and suffered greatly. When we asked him what he thought about success, he was surprised. And he said to us, success? We don't even use that word in Romania. What we talk about is faithfulness. Have we been faithful to God's call? That's the real question, not how successful we are. But for some of us from other cultures, our crises of faith come about because we worry about success and whether God's behaving right, that is, blessing us as he's supposed to, and answering prayers in certain ways. So we need to reexamine what we think about this whole question of who God is, and then how we fit into his purpose.
We hope this production of Member Care Media will prove helpful to you. We invite you to explore the many other resources on this website. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.